Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first ever episode of our show called The Common Section. My name is Serena, and I am joined here by my co-host, Kiana.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. So The Common Section, you guys might be wondering what it's about. So The Common Section is a space for us to bring conversations that are already happening between friends and dissect them through a communications and cultural studies lens. These kind of things that we're going to talk about are popular culture moments, TV, social media trends, music, all those sorts of things. We're going to talk about kind of how they shape identity, relationships, and culture.
Basically, conversations that you're like already having with your friends, I think. It's just another point of view.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. So going to our first section called the For You feed. So first we're going to talk about is the Ned Fulmer drama. Don't know if everyone's too invested in the Try Guys tea, but
I definitely was not, but it was interesting when I heard it.
Yeah, so for some background knowledge, the Try Guys, they're this BuzzFeed group of gentlemen. It was, I think, four guys originally who just did, you know, BuzzFeed's typical videos, trying different foods, you know, how-to, stuff like that. They were really funny. They had a very big fan base. One of their members, his name is Ned. He was very known for being the my wife guy. All he talked about was his wife. And yeah, that was his only personality trait, basically. And then when was it? I believe in 2022, a fan caught him and his producer of the Try Guys at a, I don't know if it was a club.
Was it a Coldplay concert?
It was not a Coldplay concert. I've seen a lot of jokes about that with him.
She just said I'm not original, guys.
But yeah, so I think it was at a club or something that they saw them two together. And so, yeah, obviously the internet went crazy with that one. Did not like the fact that he was cheating. Don't blame them. And they contacted his wife. Obviously, his wife found out. And they've kind of been off the internet ever since. And a couple weeks ago, Ned came out with a podcast called Rock Bottom, where he and his now ex-wife talked about the situation. And it was. I have some thoughts on that. I definitely do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like actually insane to think about, like,
yeah. So since you don't know about, like, this is your like first time hearing about the situation at all, what do you think, first of all? Who do you think both of them were in the wrong, him and his producer? Or do you think it was just him? Because that's some conversation has been going out about that.
Well, I think in any situation like this, it's like there it takes two to tango. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, people are going to put more blame on the person they're more familiar with. So Ned.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it does take two. And I'm sure the producer was very aware. So it's like, it's a matter of doing it and not caring, and then doing it and not caring that, like, you know that that person is with someone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's like one or the other.
So actually, sorry, I forgot to mention a point for you. She wasn't just some like single lady. This girl's like 29, engaged to this man that she's been dating for like 10 years and stuff.
And people are saying that she is innocent?
And people are saying that because he's technically her boss, it's like, like, yes, it would technically be him. I don't know the word for it. Like,
oh, I
taking,
see.
Like, kind of taking advantage, but at the same time, personally for me, I think she's a grown woman, was obviously very aware of what she was doing, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't feel, like, I understand what people would say, like, with the whole, like, power move.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that, per se, but then again, like, we obviously are just talking about it.
Yeah, no, of course.
There, but
this is, for context, never take anything we say too seriously.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt. Wow. Okay.
Two peas.
Yeah. Great minds, you know? Yeah. No, though, I was going to say, though, like, I don't really like pulling the power move, like, super quickly, because, like you said, like, she's a grown woman. And, you know, like, it doesn't feel like, unless there was more to the story that we don't know, like, that
that's the only
you
thing
can
too.
Benefit from this if you do this, then that would be a different story.
Yeah.
But that's not out, so we don't actually know, you know?
You have a good point. We weren't actually there for the situation. We don't know what happened.
Plot twist, I was.
Kiana was in the room. She was at the club while it was happening.
I took the picture.
She took the picture. She sent it to Ariel, okay? All right, now I'm going to tell you a little bit about how the podcast actually went, and I want to hear your opinions on it. So I have a few points that I thought was definitely very important to mention. So Ned, throughout the entire thing, he's trying to make it like he's kind of interviewing his wife a little bit in it. And at first they're answering like the questions that we all want to know, like, are they actually together and stuff? They come out and say right away, like, no, we're not. But then he starts asking her questions and almost as if he is not the person in the situation who did the cheating. So,
oh, like he's asking questions about what happened.
Yeah. So the whole point of this podcast episode was because they haven't been on the internet since 2022 when all this happened. So I guess Ned's idea, a lot of people are saying he just ran out of money, so this is what he's doing now. But what they said is they wanted an opportunity to, you know, finally have the conversation. So like Ariel said, she wanted to move on after having the conversation, and that I 100% get. But his questions, like one of the things he was saying is he was like, goes, you, the viewers, I broke your trust. The viewers did not break her trust, you know? Like,
I don't even understand what
he's trying to say that us, the viewers, like,
oh.
And he had another point where Ariel was talking about, like, how betrayed she felt and how hurt she was and how she was put on, like such blast. Like, obviously, all eyes are on her when this is happening, being like, are you leaving him? Are you this? Are you that? And Ned's response was, I'm so sorry that society put you through that.
You know, okay, this might sound like, what's the word? I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but it might sound like I'm agreeing with him a little bit, where I'm like, I kind of, like, I don't think that he's fully excused in what he did, but mm-hmm. That was the first thing I thought when you said that. Like, I was like,
yeah,
God, like, going through that, I couldn't even imagine. But then again, like, going through it in the public eye, like, must be awful, you know what I mean? Like, people don't have boundaries, like, the fan base. Like, I honestly, I don't know if it's bad to say, but I do agree with him. Like, I don't think it takes the blame away from him at all, but I do agree with him.
I definitely hear, now that you're saying that, I definitely am thinking about it in a different light, because honestly, when I watched it the first time, I was just like, oh my God, he's trying to get the blame off of him, blah, blah, blah. But no, you're right. It is like, the internet obviously is not a safe place, you know?
Yeah,
and like, it would have went a lot easier if they weren't in the spotlight. Still, he did a horrible thing, but all, like, this whole era for her was hard, not just because of him, you know, because of everybody.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, too, like, the reason I thought of that immediately was because I'm watching Nashville right now. Shout out. That's such a good show.
Her.
But, like, obviously, I don't know if you know what it's about, but it's just basically, like, country music, huge stars, like, celebrities, whatever. And the main character, like, obviously she goes through a lot. It's a drama, so she goes through a lot, and the show really shows how, like, being in the public eye affects all these things in your life so much differently than if you weren't, like, in the show. Like, one of the main characters will, like, for a press conference, be like, oh, you know, didn't happen, whatever, and then she's, like, silently struggling after. So I feel like that's why I thought of that immediately. Like, I could not imagine how much harder that would be. And honestly, like, this is gonna sound maybe a little bad too, but for both parties, even for him, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he did the bad thing, but like, can you imagine doing that, like, and having the people around you be like, hey, that wasn't cool, and then having millions of people be like, hey, what is wrong with you, you know?
So that's actually something too that I was thinking about, like, by myself, after just like thinking about all this, watching the video, and just like sitting with myself, my own thoughts, that like, obviously no one should cheat. That's a horrible thing, betraying your spouse. But you're right, if he was just any other person, it would be him and his wife go through this hard time. They make a decision alone, and it's not like you're right, he didn't, the impact that had on him afterwards probably wasn't as much as he deserved for, like, as bad as what he did was. Are right, though.
That's the thing, like, it's interesting to see, because when there's celebrities or whoever, people in the public eye, you know, they do a lot of the same things that, like, your neighbor could do.
Exactly.
You never know that. You know what I mean? And it, like, I feel like they face a lot more scrutiny, which, like, at a certain point, yeah, it's deserved, but then when does it become like, okay, that's a human being, not just someone you watch in your TV, you know?
And the internet has no, like, there's no line that they can't cross, because you're right, at a certain point it's like, chill out, it should have been, you cheated, that was bad, and then you leave them alone, kind of thing. But since 2022, I bet they get emails, DMs, comments every single day asking if they're, obviously now we know they're not together, but before that it was still a conversation when, again, it was 2022, and like, they're still over here fighting off the internet, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, it's interesting to see too, because now, like, originally it could have been him trying to defend himself, but now, like, how are we both trying to defend ourselves now? Like, when one of them was supposed to be the victim here,
yeah,
how does she have to face all these questions as well? Like, I know those questions didn't just come out of him. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Well, like, that's why she said in the podcast that the reason she wanted to do it, because a lot of people were being like, oh my God, I can't believe he forced her to do this. Obviously, there was no forcing. Like, she did it her own will. And she was saying that, like, she kind of needed that to move on. She needed, everyone was asking these questions every single day of her life. That's all that she was known for. Yeah, she wanted to talk about it and just air it out and be like, I'm done. Now I can move on and finally have a life that has nothing to do with this. Like,
yeah, like, and especially for it to take that long. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I would also be super down to do the podcast. Like, I would be like, here's all your questions.
Yeah.
Whenever you want to hear it again, listen. Yeah. I'm not talking about it anymore.
And her answers, too, I have to say, were very, very mature. I mean, she's a grown woman. I hope so. But, like, you know, depending the, like, situation, like, it was very mature because, like, it wasn't like she was like, oh, I'm so okay with what happened and now we're over with it and blah, blah, blah. She was like, I still am mad at you and I will never forgive you, but I'm still a grown human being here that I'm able to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, yeah, that's then Fulmer and Ariel.
Don't cheat, guys.
Don't cheat. It's bad for your health. All right. Speaking of cheating, my favorite human being in the world to talk about. JoJo Siwa.
Is that your favorite human being in the world to talk about?
To talk about? Yes.
Truly. When there's, like, Trisha Paytas.
Yeah.
I love talking about Queen.
Yeah. I was talking about Queen the other day. I had to defend her. I hate having to defend Queen.
Guys, sneak peek. I'm dressing up as her children for Halloween. Me and my two friends.
You guys don't even know what's coming for you. Anyways, enough of Trisha. Back to JoJo. You're so good. All right. So, JoJo Siwa, she's been in the media since Dance Moms. We all know her. Most of us don't love her. She has been getting some scrutiny lately for her decisions. So, I know Kiana knows almost next to nothing about JoJo Siwa.
Yep.
That's okay, because I'm here, because I'm chronically online. So, first thing that we're going to talk about is, you know, her whole, like, going from being the bows and tutu girl to being the karma girl, I'm a bad girl vibes. So that was
awesome. Yeah, I know her transformations for sure.
What do you think about that, first of all?
You know, okay, starting from the beginning, never really liked Dance Moms too much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a hot take, but I just never really did.
Yeah, crazy hot take, can't lie, cancel her.
No, I don't know, it's just like, You know me though, like, I don't really like stuff like Love Island and stuff like that either. I just find it, like, I find the way it sounds irritating.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I've seen videos and it's like is it her that's like, I like to dye my hair? Like, she's like really little and she's talking like that.
Oh yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Because her mom like bleached her head when she was
she's like
six.
I've been dyeing my hair since I was 2 years old or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. That girl.
She's also, you know, that JoJo. Have you learned nothing?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like, I've heard all the clips, right? Yeah. Like, we all obviously all have TikTok and stuff. I don't know. Like, I think that doesn't, like, that didn't line her up well for a normal, no, I don't want to say normal. Normal sounds mean like a usual, like, transformation of being a person. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she was obviously like, I don't know the show very well, but it did feel like very like the moms ran everything. Mm-hmm. The mom used. It was like, you know what vibes it gives me? It gave me, like, the moms would use their daughters as, like, dolls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, obviously that's not setting you up for having a good time necessarily.
Obviously,
you know what I mean?
Obviously being so young and being, like, a reality television star is also going to mess you up a little bit in the developing process. It's like Disney Channel stars. How they don't come out, like, super great afterwards.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. So, honestly, you could say the same thing about her transformation as really any person who was that big when they were that young, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I take their type of transformations, I guess, with a grain of salt, unless it's like very bad, because, like, I mean, really, like, you were six on a show, can't imagine how that went, like, you know what I mean? Especially just being like, sorry to interrupt, especially just like it airing and you still having to, like, go to school and stuff like that, like, I don't blame anybody for having crazy transitions, because I don't know how I personally would deal with that either.
I think, too, like, it's obviously, like, a very common thing with children who are famous. Like, when they grow up, it's she was known so for being like cutesy and bows and like pink and all that glitter that you kind of have to do a wild transformation for people to not put you in that box anymore. It's kind of the same way it was with Miley Cyrus, like when she came out for the Bangers album and stuff, like she came out and everyone thought that she was going nuts. Yeah, everyone was like this girl's Spears the devil thing, like, too. Yeah. Like
everybody thinks everybody's crazy at some point.
Exactly. And I think like they do kind of have to take that big leap to be like, no, because I find in every situation like that, like not every single one, but like with Miley Cyrus, she took that big leap, but then took a few steps back. It's kind of like they do that to be like, look, I'm not that little girl anymore.
Yeah, it's like an overcorrection.
Exactly.
Like in How I Met Your Mother.
We're going to use a lot of How I Met Your Mother reference, guys.
Also best show ever.
Yeah. Recommended. But yeah, so I think it's just one of those situations where you have to do a very big transformation. But yeah, other than she's gone through a lot of transformations, so we'll get into that.
Yeah, I've definitely seen those too. But I more mean though, like I don't know about this transformation specifically, but the fact that they happen mm-hmm. is very, like,
yeah,
obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, something's got to... It would mess me up if I was a child star, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
No, I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
There'd be too many eyes on me, too much. I would be like, chill out. I'm just a girl.
Well, it's even, like, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter as well. Mm-hmm. She was, like, what was it? Girl Meets World?
Yeah, Girl Meets World.
And now she's... Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, it feels like another overcorrection.
Yeah, but at least with her, it's like, honestly, no, because with her, she never had like, actually, I don't know all her roles she's been in, but I can't think of like a super cutesy role that she's been in. She's always been kind of like, from the things that I've seen, like in Girl Meets World, she's kind of like the rebellious, like angsty friend, you know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like she didn't need that huge, like, because her transformation was less going like, oh my God, I'm so crazy and like different, you know, and to being more like.
Her transformation was like going to extremes of
how so?
Sexuality. Like,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how like I feel like, about that feels exactly. Like what do you mean by her, like extreme by her sexuality?
Like she just went to every extreme she could. Like, I mean, come on, the trend, which have you tried this position, you know what I mean?
I actually don't know too much about Sabrina Carpenter. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
For anybody who likes Sabrina Carpenter,
sorry,
take what I say with a grain of salt. I'm not saying she's awful, whatever, these are just observations. But she's very like, well, first of all, you've seen the way she dresses,
yeah,
and things like that. She in my opinion, she dresses very like cutesy. She big hair, big skirts, nice chunky heels. Like she dresses very like
very kind of like a
Bratz doll. Yeah. But then she is like, her songs are all very, very sexual.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking like, oh, we kissed, like Cherry Chapstick. That's not what, like, they're very sexual. Yeah. And it's just interesting because it feels like she dresses for like, like, I don't know. Like, she dresses for female gays for sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, her clothes are very sexy, but they're big and sparkly. And, like, it's definitely for the female gaze, which eats.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she does that. And she, like, she seems to brand herself a lot to women. But then all of her songs are, like, I honestly can't think of one off the top of my head other than that one I just said.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, at her concerts, it's a thing that she does where... in one of her songs, it would be like, have you ever tried this one? And she goes into a different sex position at every concert. And it's like, it's kind of the thing now. Like, people would be like, oh, what position is she going to do this? I'm like, I saw one. And it was like, she had her backup dancer behind her and in front of her. And they like Eiffel Towered her or something like that. And I was just like, okay.
So sorry to our editor.
Sorry. No, but I was just like, okay. Like, I feel like we're dressing like a doll, but then doing this. Like, that definitely feels like an overcorrection to me.
I get what you mean. Yeah, I honestly didn't know she was too, like, I know about the outfits. I've seen a lot of people say, like, very cutesy, being like, why are we trying to look a lot younger than we are and stuff like that. I've seen that a lot.
Sex. And that's it.
Yeah, that's very, well, we know how the world is. The world's horrible. Sex sells.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, sex does sell for sure.
Yeah,
but it's also just, I don't like, I personally don't love the two ends, like dressing like a doll and then that,
and colliding them.
I don't love the collision of them. And I also, like, that was just another example I had for what I meant about overcorrection. Mm-hmm. Like, speaking of JoJo Siwa and Miley Cyrus and whoever, it's just like, they have it, like, it doesn't always have to be like some crazy, like, karma's a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, it could be
known better.
Yeah, like it could be something that you wouldn't realize really until you saw. But it's like, yeah, that girl was on Disney Channel. She was a child actress, yeah. And now she's like getting backed on stage.
What do you? Sorry, we'll go back to JoJo in a second. Now we're on Sabrina, so give me one sec. But what do you think her like age demographic is? Like, who do you think listens to Sabrina Carpenter the most?
Well, I know from actually Shane Dawson's podcast, I know Ryland loves her, so grown men.
Yeah, grown men.
And I, you know, like, I know I personally don't know anyone who likes her, but it feels like she's very like teenage girl, like my brother's girlfriend. She mm-hmm. like plays, because we have AirBuds. Yeah, so I'll see that she plays a bunch of her songs too. And I don't know how like hard of a fan she is,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's very like, I don't know, same kind of audience, like age demographic as like Taylor Swift or something.
Okay, because again, not knowing too much about her, looking from her, I'd think that like the way she dresses and presents herself, I would think that kids are watching her.
Okay,
like, so if that's my what child was like, hey mom, I'm going to a Sabrina Carpenter concert, and showed me a picture of her, I'd be like, okay honey, have fun. I wouldn't know that she's getting Eiffel Towered on.
I'm very like, glad you brought that up, because that's my biggest like defense that I have whenever I have this conversation with anybody. It's true. If I was a mother and my kid was like, oh, can I go see this girl? This is her. And you know the Ticketmaster like picture that they put, like of the artist?
Oh, yeah.
If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, sure. It's probably like whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'd go with her for safety reasons, and I'm seeing this girl like, one of the ones was like, she got like her backup dancer like pulled her hair, like pretended to pull. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
I've seen that I've seen online, that like, because I think it was an album cover or something that she did where she was like, like,
yeah, that's her. I'm pretty sure that's her newest one.
The dog,
like. Yeah, I don't know if I'm mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's her newest one. Mm-hmm. And she did have a lot of
backlash on that.
Lot of backlash. Yeah. It felt like the backlash felt the same as the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad.
Yes. Yes.
But like, then again, that's her whole brand. Like, I don't know. Like, it's funny that you could hate her for that when that's literally her whole brand.
She took it a step too far that even her own fans in that situation couldn't really ignore that. I think it was like, all right, like, now you're not only like, because sexualizing yourself is one thing, like, you do you, women's rights, women's power, but sexualizing yourself in a way that demeans women is a different story. And I think that's what her last album cover, whatever it was, with her hair getting pulled, I think that's what that did. That's why people didn't like that, because it was like, oh, we're just your pets kind of thing. Like, I'm just on a leash for a man.
Yeah, like, and, like, that I do see as well, because, like while her songs are very sexual, they're very geared towards, like, being mean to men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know that song? You've definitely heard it on TikTok. It's like, that boy is corrupt. You know what I mean? And they, like, whip their butt. Like, have you seen that trend?
I think so.
Okay, well, if you've ever seen a trend of a girl whipping her purse at the camera, it's to a Sabrina Carpenter song.
Okay.
And it's just, like, basically Sabrina Carpenter in a few of her songs. I'm not a huge, like, I don't know the names or anything, but I have heard in passing. It's very, like, men suck. I only use them for sex.
Yeah, right, you know now I'm thinking of that one song. Oh, my God. Again, I don't know. Is Manchild the name of it? I think that's the name.
It's something like that, yeah.
And, like, it's, basically all about, which, like, honestly, that to me is a little bit different, because that song's literally called Man Child. So if you have one song talking about how men are stupid, that's one thing. But when it's every single one.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I don't think it's just the one song. I could be mistaken for sure, but it's just interesting to see, because from what I've heard on, like, just through passing on TikTok and Instagram and stuff, it's very like, I only use men for sex. And then it's like that album cover comes out and it's like, okay, that's interesting.
Yo, that ugly guy from that one, what was that movie again?
That one movie. Guys, do you know what movie she's talking about?
No, I know exactly. If anyone's listening right now, I know exactly that they would know what I'm talking about. With the Somersault? Is that what it's called?
Somersault?
Sabrina Carpenter's ex-boyfriend.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter's ex-boyfriend?
I don't know his name.
Okay. Can we get like a phone break here? Can you?
Okay,
just
guys. Sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm going to show Kiana who this man is. Barry, I can't say that last name. It's probably so easy.
Saltburn. You're talking about Saltburn.
Did I not say that?
No, I think you said
Somersault.
That's why I was like, what? Yes. Yeah. Salt burn. That's what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Even know what I was talking about.
Why did you bring up salt burn?
I don't remember.
That was a traumatizing movie.
That was a traumatizing. Anyway, should we go back to JoJo?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I got on.
Sorry, guys. First podcast. This is how all of our conversations go. We're just realizing it's a mess because we're thinking about other people hearing it now. It's bad. Anyways. Yeah. Well, all right. So we got to the, like her karma phase, whatever. So a little while ago, she was on Big Brother, and a celebrity Big Brother. I don't watch Big Brother too often. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Yeah.
I've honestly just seen Shane recreate it in his podcast.
So do you know what it is? Like
enough.
So basically, it's like a bunch of cameras set around the house. So I don't think that there's a camera crew or anything. I think it's like you live in this house and like that property
I've
for
seen
however
it, like,
long.
Yeah, I've seen it on like TLC, things like that. Like I see, like, I know what it looks like, if that makes sense.
So I think that having no camera crew there makes it so like a lot more things go on in it than like in typical reality TV shows, because usually there's a camera right in front of you, so you're a little bit aware of like what you're doing, what you're saying, because you're like, okay, there's cameras there, like I can't. But with this, it's more like there's security cameras all around the house, so they're less like, oh my
god.
They
also have like one-on-one interviews though.
They do?
Yeah, like okay. They have, like, have you seen Love Island? Any of it?
No, not like, Love Island.
So it'll be like the same type of thing, like, yeah, there's cameras everywhere, like it's like security footage, and then it'll switch to like a one-on-one, like how you and I are talking, and
or
whoever, like someone behind the mic is asking them questions,
okay,
and they like, and that's where they're taken out of context saying things.
Makes sense.
Like it's
like
the same skeleton as any reality show.
Anyways, so JoJo was on it with this guy named Chris. So sorry, I forgot his last name. Is it Chris Hughes? It might be Chris Hughes. Okay, yeah. So yeah, Chris, he's on it as well. I actually don't know why Chris is famous. He's from the UK, so I think he's definitely a lot more popular there.
I feel like lately, sorry to interrupt, but I feel like lately I don't know why a lot of people are famous.
Okay.
Is that a hot take?
This will send me into a whole other spiral.
Okay.
But I really want to talk about what you just reminded me of.
Okay.
Okay.
Write that down.
We'll come back to JoJo. Sorry, JoJo. Okay. I've been saying a lot lately that there is a very big oversaturated internet right now. Like, everyone wants to be an influencer. And there are so many of them, both failing and succeeding influencers, that, like you said, you're like, I feel like everyone's famous and I don't know why. Because there are so many people who have blown up for this or that. And it's not like before the internet, you had your famous people that I feel like most people knew, you know, like your actresses, your actors, your singers and stuff, like musicians, like the people that most people knew. Now it's like so many different like niche things that people are like popular on. I don't know how to explain it really, but like, yeah, I, for him, it's probably a different story. I think I just don't know who he is.
Yeah,
but like,
I was gonna say,
for a lot of people, like I was talking about this the other day, there's like, I'm not going to say specifically who, but there's this guy on TikTok who I find like really, really annoying. And he got famous from one video. And now every video he posts is him trying to do that one video. And it's not like, it's just not it. He doesn't get the most amount of likes and stuff anymore. You can tell that it's not like he's trying to ride that wave of him blowing up from that video like so much. And I'm just like, you know, you don't have to be an influencer. You know, you don't have to be famous.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also interesting too to see even like that people want that. There's no part of me that wants to be famous. Like,
really?
None whatsoever. God, no.
Yeah, Canada's more humble, you know.
Not even that. No, I just like, I feel like, I don't know, like that's probably so exhausting. Like we were talking about earlier with the whole cheating thing.
Yeah.
Think about how much worse, like, yeah, it's happened in people's lives that we're close to, or our lives or whatever.
Yeah.
Think about how much more elevated that would be if it was in the public eye.
Yeah, I hear you. There's definitely like their ups and downs. I don't know if I could for sure be like, I'd rather not be. Like, I don't know. It's weird because, like, at the same time, would I rather have, like, money coming like nothing? Yeah. But at the same time, like, there's...
Think about everything else that comes with that.
Yeah,
like, everything you do, everything you say could be clipped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, well, we were even saying, too, like, we were guys, behind the scenes, we were a little antsy starting this podcast. Can you imagine if this wasn't Radio Laurier? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if it was like, oh, let's say we, guys, blow us up.
Yo, like, we going famous.
I know. But like, let's say we blew up and I was like, oh, like whatever. And did the whole, because now podcasts are a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I would want to do it. Like, I think I like being in this little comfy chair. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I get
don't...
what you mean. It's like, there's gonna, like, sorry, just using an example I saw the other day. I watched this TikTok the other day. Can't even remember what it's about, but I just remember it was so unproblematic. And not even me being like, oh, like, head in the clouds, unproblematic. Like, no. Like, it was like this, I can't even remember what it said, but it was just something silly and unproblematic. And I went in the comments to, like, go see people, like, you know, when they take, like, pictures of the TikTok and, like, screenshot it and post in there. I went to go see that. And
I love
it's
that.
It's just people fighting about, I can't remember what exactly the argument was about, but it was just people absolutely destroying each other, fighting about something. And I was like, how could you guys look at this TikTok and still find something to get mad about this girl? Like, it was not, like, it was so, such a far reach. It was crazy. Yeah, I guess you're right in that situation. I wouldn't want everyone picking everything I say. Like,
yeah, like I said earlier, like, I've always felt like that. Like, there was no part of me that ever wanted to be famous. And even on the other side, like, this might sound a little ungrateful of me, but I would be scared of, like, okay, then if people love you, how do you go anywhere? You know what I mean? Like, without getting... You know, like, some people don't have boundaries. Like, I've seen, obviously, a lot of the stuff I've seen is, like, TV shows and things like that, like, dramatized for sure. But, like, for example, I can't remember. I overheard somebody talking one time, my roommates and I, about how this one girl we knew lived somewhere, like, very close to Drake or something. It was something like that. I don't know. And they talked about it for, like, 10 minutes. And I was like, that is so scary.
Yeah. Like, that is really Drake scary. Live. I was watching, oh my god, I don't know if you'll know who I'm talking about right now. His name's Ray Williams, I think. He's this, he does TikToks, and I feel like you'll know who I'm talking about. It's kind of like, think of cartoon pictures, and it's usually a true crime thing. And he starts with going, so this guy, his name's Ryan. And the, no?
No, I don't know.
If I showed you, you know who I'm talking about. But, I was watching one of his TikToks the other day, and he was talking about this woman. It was a famous actress. It was long ago, so before the internet and stuff, which is why I think that
long
this is
ago.
Even...
It sounds like you opened a scroll right now.
Long ago in a
forest,
time.
Far, far away from here.
No, but it was before the internet and stuff, and that's why I find this even scarier, because, like, think about how much more access you have to things now that we have the internet. There was, like, this, like, 15-year-old kid that was in love with this, like, famous actress, and he would just, like, he was obsessed with her. And he saved up, like, as much money as he could. Like, a couple years went by and stuff. He's saving up as much money as he can, flies out to go see her, like, finds her address and shit, flies to go see her. She opens the door, and obviously she's like, no, closes the door.
Oh.
And then he broke in and killed her.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's like...
Like, not to toot my own horn or anything. Like,
I'm tooting your horn.
I don't know if anybody would want to be obsessed with me like that.
I'm obsessed with you like that.
Okay, I'm locking my doors, guys. She knows where I live, by the way.
She lives in the same building as me. It won't be too hard to get in there.
No, though, but like I was saying, like, yeah, like, on one hand, like, the people clipping you, and then... also people killing you, you know what I mean? Like, there's no part of it that sounds appealing to me.
You're,
like, even the money, I don't know, like, just, I don't know, I'd rather get it another way.
You're right, you made me think about it a little bit differently. I think the only part, or I'm not gonna say the only part, the things that I would enjoy about it, one, of course, the money, and two, you're able to put more of an, I don't want to say an impact out there, but it's like, if you have something to say, it's getting heard, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But like, I mean, isn't that how people get noticed anyways? Like, if you're something to say touches that many people, that's how those people got famous.
Ooh,
in the first place.
That was deep. That was so real.
No, but you know what I mean? No, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that, like, that's, like, for example, I'm going to go hear more TikTokers.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the times, like, I've seen, and people will just really like somebody's morals or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's these two blonde girls on TikTok. I don't remember their names at all. But
sorry, I just have to mention that everything we've talked about, we've been like, yo, I don't remember this person's name.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to the name. But it's just, like, these two. You've definitely seen them. Like, so many people have. And it's just these two blonde girls from, like, very religious states in America. And, like, whatever. Like, they're very open about being Catholic. And I think think Catholic, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And I think that's like one of them I know is like, I think people gave her attention because she was so open about being Catholic, but she wasn't like shoving it in everybody's face. It's like, you'll go to hell if you don't believe it. You know what I mean?
Like, I can't even put a face that who you're talking about, but I feel like
she has a boyfriend. They've been dating a really long time, and now they're in like a long distance relationship.
I hope that works out for her.
They've been dating a long time. I think she's chill.
Yeah.
But like I said, like I think people appreciated her being open about being Catholic and not making anybody necessarily feel bad if they weren't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that it like, and I don't know what blew her up right away, but the thing is, like the way I see it is that's what I know her for. Yeah. So surely that has something to do with why I know her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know anything else about her.
Yeah.
It's just that she's Catholic and she's very, she seems as though she has very high morals.
So yeah, I guess I get what you mean then. Yeah. If you really do have something important to say or like have a message out there or just have like, I don't know how to explain, just an idea, like just something about you that you want to be seen to others. Like her with religion, obviously she wants to share religion, but she's doing it in a way of like, you can see who she is when she does it. Obviously, she's a very open, kind person. So, yeah.
No, like, I hear when, you. And obviously, that is behind a TikTok screen.
That's like, everything is behind a screen that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. But we like, obviously, we don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like the way I said it earlier, I don't even remember the way I said it. But I do think that if you like, I don't think it needs a following. If people like what you have to say and want to hear it, then they'll get it out there. If they don't, they don't. Like, I don't think it really matters who you are.
Wise words from Kiana, everybody remember that.
Guys, catch me dropping some knowledge later.
All right, going back to JoJo Siwa. Sorry, guys, we've been dying to use that.
I know, we've been looking at the soundboard the whole time.
Anyways, so yeah, back to her being on Big Brother. So yeah, her and this Chris guy were getting really close on Big Brother and stuff. And at first everyone was just like, oh, let the girl live, you know? She like clearly found like somebody that she feels comfortable with, like a friend. She got home and I guess they were having like a viewing party or something about it. And she broke up with her girlfriend at that party. Because she didn't want her to come to the after party because she wanted to see Chris at the after party. So, let me hear what you think about that now.
Is it bad? I have no words. Like, I honestly, she's such a phenomenon to me that I'm like, can't even form a real thought about anything she does.
No, it's like, this sounds horrible, but she's such a meme to me.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. She's just a phenomenon. Like, I feel like she's not.
People on TikTok and stuff, most of this is coming from TikTok. I feel like TikTok is such a big, like, it's where everything circulates nowadays. So it's like,
yeah, I definitely spend a lot of my time.
Yeah, that's why I say, when I say, like, people on TikTok, I feel like that's where I hear the most feedback on these kind of things, too. But yeah, a lot of people on TikTok were saying, like, just, like, how horrible it was of her and blah, blah, blah. And again, going back to what we've been saying this entire episode, like, yes, it's not great, but she is just a young girl who was feeling a bit confused and stuff, obviously. Like, yeah, timing and stuff, but, like, again, it is what it is. Like, she's just a person.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what's funny? We're saying she's just a person right after being like, she's not real.
I know.
She's a meme.
She's a meme. No.
Yeah, no, like, that's the thing. With her specifically, though, for some reason, I just honestly can't form a single thought. I just, like you said, she's just such a meme to me. Like, when I hear JoJo Siwa, I will always think of the little girl with the, like, who's balding at, like, 10.
Yeah.
Because my mom put her hair up in that bow.
See, I think now, when I think of JoJo, I think about stuff that's recently been like, no, I don't think about her in her karma phase. I think about her now-ish, I think. Like,
the only thing I've seen recently of her is she was somebody's bridesmaid.
Really?
I don't know. And they posted like,
wow, I didn't see that.
You're slacking.
I know.
They posted
news?
Like a little, like, I don't know, like, you know how bridesmaids will just
yeah,
all
yeah,
be
yeah.
in front of a camera and be like,
yeah.
somebody posted that, somebody in the bridal party.
See, that's not real to me. She can't have a real life.
Yeah, well, it was like other famous people. Like, I saw other people I knew in it.
So do you think it was a fake wedding that they did before the real wedding?
Honestly, I have no idea. All I know is that, like, I know it wasn't JoJo who posted the video. Yeah. And I looked in the comments because I was just, like, confused. Because I was like, when did JoJo start looking like this?
Yeah, well, and she actually right now doesn't look crazy.
I was like, when did she start looking like this? Like, in that one, she looked... Like, no, yeah. She didn't look like Karma.
The Karma thing I also think was a little bit for popularity and a little bit for, like...
Yeah, I mean...
The thing is about JoJo, she knows who she is, too, on the internet. She's not unaware of what the internet has made her out to be, you know? She knows she's the meme, and she plays into it. Like, watch that, any of that music video. Like, how would she not know it's a joke? Like, of course, like, it's her kind of rage baiting a bit, I think. But
I just think she knows it'll get views too.
Exactly, like she's doing the rage bait because the rage bait works to get views. You know,
yeah.
Like I don't think that there's actually like I'm gonna say this is gonna be a hard JoJo fan listening, but I don't think that there's actually too many people out there that are like I'm a JoJo Siwa fan. She is who she is because of memes. Yeah, and like everything
I think
like
a lot
that.
Of times like, people are just saying things like about her and then just laughing.
Yeah. So the big part of where she was getting a lot of backlash is, so now she's with this Chris guy, whatever. She started going on this whole thing saying that the internet forced her into being gay. And mind you, she has been, before Chris came into the picture, her whole brand was about her being a lesbian. You know the video of her when she's in her Karma fit and someone's like, oh, who would be your dream guest on a podcast? And she goes, one of my exes. Like, when she does that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, like her whole thing was like, oh my God, my exes, like blah, 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 like all this. I'm not JoJo. I don't know if there were people there forcing her, but the internet consensus is like, JoJo, what are you on about? You were just over here being like, I am the queen of gay pop culture. Like, what do you mean? And then now she's saying that she was forced into being that?
Yeah, that's really odd. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I feel like when people think of JoJo, they're not thinking of that right away, too.
What do you mean? Like, the queen of gay pop?
Being gay.
Yeah,
like
no.
I think that's the thing that I would remember the least.
That's kind of everyone's point, that it was like, no, you were the only one putting these labels on you.
Yeah, like, she could walk up and say she was whatever she was. All I'm saying is a little girl with, like, a bow on her head.
Yeah, and, like, see, the thing is, too, like, again, she is still a very young girl. Sexuality
is our age.
She is our age.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, exactly our age?
I think.
One second, guys. We're looking up how
fact check that,
old
but I think
JoJo
she
Siwa is.
Is.
JoJo Siwa age. She's 22. She's an 03. So,
okay, so
JoJo Siwa
much.
Is
you're gonna
a
be
year older than
when?
Us.
Like,
in February.
Yeah.
My birthday's February, guys.
I
better give me
her
a gift. But yeah, like it's to me, it's just like it. Yeah, it's a fluid thing. So again, going back, we really have a topic for this conversation because I keep going back to how like famous people are just so in the spotlight and so much scrutiny. Yeah. If she was just any other girl, it would be a very common thing for her to claim that she's a lesbian, this, and that, and then go and have a boyfriend like that. It happens, you know.
You could just be, like,
But follow up, now she is a trad wife.
What does that mean?
Have you seen, like a traditional wife? It's very, like, I cook for my husband, I make sure...
A trad wife?
Yeah.
When did this term become a thing?
I've seen a lot of people, like people will call... Zanara Smith, her name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, people will call her a trad wife because she's very like, I cook for my husband, I love my kids.
That's literally how she sounds.
But yeah,
no, I didn't know there was a name for that. You know, but I don't love how there's names for everything.
Me
neither. Trad wife, like, oh my God, you're fine. Holy shit,
get over yourself, she said. You youth and these terms and your names.
This like
can't get over these liberals.
You know what? I think I'm just bitter that there's words that I don't know.
No. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel POV.
Are we unk?
I feel expired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, we're low-key getting unk. us talking about how JoJo Siwa was this young girl. Or being
I was being like, us. She's so young. She's literally older than us. But I think we feel more unk than she might.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, God, she's gone through a lot of, like, changes. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like that could be pretty exhausting.
Yeah, if people were getting me to sign t-shirts of me, like, 3 years old on Dance Moms, yeah. I would feel unk, bro. No, okay, but her unk makes me feel unk. Like, she teaches little girls dance. That makes me feel unk. Because, like, what do you mean? You were on Dance Moms and got taught dance. How can you flip the switch?
I see.
You know what I mean? Like, now you're old enough to flip the switch.
I feel like that type of stuff never really makes me feel that unk. But it's really, like I said earlier, this is so, so off topic. But no, like, when I hear words that I don't know, I'm like, oh my God, I'm old.
Yeah.
Like, I will never get over that. I thought that that was going to be some crazy, like, out of this world relationship vibe that I was going to be, like.
That's not really a new term. I'm surprised. Like, definitely wasn't being thrown around that much before TikTok. I think TikTok definitely, like, put that stamp on. I keep doing that. I need to stop hitting the table. I know.
No, I honestly, I hate the, like, having a name for everything. I don't know if that's, like, a hot take, but I don't, like, I don't know. Even just the way things, like, I'm guilty of it for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, by no means am I, like, higher than anybody. Like, I'm doing this too. But, like,
guys, we're very hypocritical. Just keep in mind throughout this entire.
We suck. Yeah. No, but, like, for example, the thing that I hated so much, I used to hate purr. I used to hate it.
Really?
It drove me nuts. Like, I hated hearing people say it. And I think I've said it 3 times now.
Oh, yeah, in this podcast.
Like, you know what I mean? And even, like, the figure of speech where girl, like, it's a very girl thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't really heard many men, but I could be wrong. Be like, oh, I fear this. Like, I fear this is going to look bad. I used to hate that so much. And I think I'm still pretty good with not using that one because I don't know why. That one just gets my goat. I do not like that phrase. Like, I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, It has a sort of condescending tone with it.
Yeah, like can you imagine, like, if we were going to the bar and I walked up to you and I was like, I fear that doesn't look good. That's so much, I feel like that sounds so much worse. And I was like, low-key, you have another option.
I guess it's really, like, context, really, because, like, because I thought you were going to say if we were going to the bar and you were like, I fear we won't get in, that's different.
For sure, but I still don't like the way it sounds. Like, I don't know, really? Like, I just hate that, like, I there's something about it that just bothers me. Like,
it doesn't itch your brain in the right way. It itches your brain in the wrong way.
Yeah, and I feel like there's lots of things like that. Like, I used to, when I was in first year, one of my roommates used to say slay all the time. I used to make fun of her for it all the time.
Yeah.
But now, that's, like, I think I say that every 3 words. I say slay.
Yeah, I guess, like, for me, I think I'm the same thing. I think I can agree with that for purr, for sure, when I first started hearing it.
Because I remember when you first started saying purr, I still hated it. It used to drive me nuts.
Really? Because I feel like one thing about me, I'm always late on things. So when it comes to, like, things like that, one thing Kiana said about me one time, she said that my favorite song is everyone else's favorite song from 3 months before.
Yeah.
And that is, guilty, like, the best way to describe how I know things sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it's, so, better, like, than me. You, most of the time, someone would be like, you know this. And I'll be like, I really don't. And then I really don't know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, I can, like, I don't.
Yeah. For me, I feel like songs-wise, I don't know. If it's not country music or, like, Gunna, then I don't know it either when it comes out. You know what I mean?
You've been talking about Gunna a lot recently.
Dude, I love Gunna. Guys, I'm a country girl to the day I die, but.
But Gunna?
But I grew up with a lot of rap listening around me, so I didn't really have a choice. And Gunna slaps, but old Gunna.
See, I think that's, like, because I was literally talking about this yesterday. I'll never be like, yeah, I like rap if someone's like, what kind of music do you like? But, yeah, the songs that I, like, was around and stuff, like, guys, I'd be bumping, drowning.
I was going to say, I literally spam called her the other day because I couldn't remember what our favorite A Boogie song was.
And it was Secrets.
It was Secrets. She, at first, didn't know what I was talking about. The second I started singing, she's like, oh my God, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
So we can't ever say we dislike rap.
No, could never just say not, that.
I don't, when I go to the bar, I don't want to listen. I don't want rap music to be playing. I'm going to a country bar.
And I'm also,
mean?
Like, I'm probably not going to listen to, like, a new album that comes out that's
Yeah,
rap.
Like, that's a, like, thing, that's too. That's why I even said about Gunna recently. Like, I was like, I don't know, not his new stuff. But honestly, I don't really know it anyways. But, like, I don't know. I'm not. If this was me in grade 10, I would have heard every new rap song that came. It would have been, like, me with country music now. I just kind of switched.
You're very on the ball with like music coming out and stuff like that. I've never
I wait for it. I sit in my bed and I wait till it's 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. See, like for me, though, it won't even like, I know someone be like, oh, did you listen to this new album? I'm like, when did that come out? Like, I don't know why. I'm just like, when it comes to music updates and like stuff like that, I'm very like, I guess like that's just not my like my feed for anything, so I don't see it too often.
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of my feed is new music, and like I don't like obviously phone's listening.
Yeah,
and like I know. My phone knows I have a Zach Bryan tattoo, guys. Like I will get his like every single thing that he posts. You know how sometimes you'll miss a post of someone even that you're following?
Yeah,
I've never missed a Zach Bryan post in my life.
Yeah, you're right. Your phones do know. It is the algorithm and stuff like that. Yeah,
like
it's definitely,
like obviously, yeah, I do. I read like a lot of my reposts are people singing and things like that. So, and like I do follow. I don't really follow like news kind of accounts much. The only two either. That I follow are Country Central and Country Chord.
Okay,
and they're just two country. So I know a lot because when I go on Instagram, that's really all I see other than like my friends.
Yeah. Oh my god, we have 10 minutes left. That's crazy.
Oh,
I didn't notice that.
We got really sidetracked.
We did, but that's okay. That's the whole point of this, you know. It's we're still discussing and going through, just because we don't go through every single point, like doesn't really like we talked about a lot of stuff we didn't think we were going to talk about. Yeah, so you know, I hope you guys think we did good.
Do you guys hate us yet?
Please don't. We're trying.
Yeah.
But sorry. Where were we? What were you just saying?
Here's another thing about us. We forget. Very easily. What was I saying?
I think new music.
Drawing. Oh, I was just talking about like, oh, right. I'm on the ball with music because it's just what's on my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I have not seen the Ned. What was his name?
Ned Fulmer.
Yeah. That's why I have not seen anything about that, because like I've seen, I could tell you the day that Florida Georgia Line broke up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? See, and that was like several years ago.
One thing about us. Our For You pages are always drastically different.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, yo, you hear this? She's like, no, absolutely not. You know what's Why crazy? Would I hear this?
You know what's crazy that I find about that, though? Mm. Sometimes we're really fake to each other and we won't open each other's DMs for a while on TikTok or Reels or something.
Yeah, we are fake like that.
And it's crazy because we always talk about how we have two very different feeds, but there's a couple times where we'll send each other the same video and not know.
Well, because I think we do that because the things that we do have in common are on our feeds, and then we're gonna send it to each other, obviously, because we're gonna send each other Basement Yard stuff or How I Met Your Mother stuff, because that's both of our very common interests, like whatever. So like, yeah, it makes sense that I'll see that on my feed and you'll also see it on your feed, because again, we both like the Basement Yard, so like makes sense. But like
can you imagine if we like there was enough episodes to make clips of like, you know how they would be like, oh, top 10 mic slapping moments from Joe?
It's Serena hitting the table.
Top 10 Serena banging this table that we don't own.
I'm very expressive and this table has been getting it.
I think I'm next, guys. I'm scared.
It's okay, you're sitting like a good like 3 feet from me, so I don't think
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, just so I wouldn't hit you. All right, guys. Well, I think we are done with today's episode. That was a great start. I feel a lot better than I did before we started this now. Yeah, a lot less nervous.
I feel less scared for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Just a reminder, take everything we say with a grain of salt. We are not professionals in anything.
I thought you were going to say we are nobody.
We are nobody, okay? We are nothing. We are nobody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Take our opinions and our thoughts with a grain of salt.
Like half a grain of salt.
Yeah. I'd say. Like the smidgest of salt.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Screw the salt. Just don't take
like, what you know no, when you shake it. You know when you shake it and you think there's salt in it, but there's not?
Yeah.
That.
That's exactly it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to see what else happens with this and how far this goes. I can't wait
to see what else we yap about for too long and then don't talk about anything else we were supposed to.
Exactly. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to our yap session. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.